Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I'm coming to you today, amen, to speak a word in season. Amen. Let us listen to this before we get started. You know, I love Israel, and I love God with all of my heart. I praise him today, and I give him all the honor and all the glory, because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I lift him up knowing that he is the author and finisher of my faith. Lord God, there's none like you. I just extend my love out to you even more, because, Lord God, I know you're moving in the earth realm. I know you're getting ready to set up, amen, hallelujah, pull up, pluck up, amen, and tear down everything that the enemy is trying to bring up. Oh, God, I just ask that you would move by your spirit, anoint me to more. I yield my members to you. I yield my mind and my soul and my spirit to you. Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and ask that you would move by your spirit. Touch me in your son Jesus' name. God, I'm excited about what you're doing. Amen. I'm excited about how you're moving upon your people. I'm excited that the enemy can overthrow what you have already appointed. Amen. For your people, I speak blessings upon your people today. I speak deliverance upon your people today. I speak healing upon your people today. I speak, amen, the truth, amen, that it be magnified. Hallelujah. And you be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, bless your name, Jesus. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. I want you to listen to this, amen, before I start the message.
If you stand for the righteousness, oh,
You to get up today, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, amen, had changed the order of the service. And I'm glad, amen, in reference to what he's doing, because he know what the body needs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to get on up, amen, because God is getting ready to deliver us. In the Bible, amen, in the book of Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, 51, amen, starting at the 49th verse, it states, as Babylon had caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall, amen, the slain of all the earth. Amen. As Babylon, as your enemy has caused you to fall, amen, God said, get up. Get on up, amen, because he's getting ready to cause Babylon to fall in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ye that have escaped, amen, sword, go away. Stand not still. God said, move out of the way quickly, amen, because he's getting ready to come in, amen, with his mighty armor to defeat your enemy. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come unto her mind. Come back into your right state of mind, people, and understand that God is sovereign and he can do everything but fail. Come into your right frame of mind and know that God is your king and your redeemer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when the enemy come in upon you in any area of your life, God is able to deliver you. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame had covered our face, for strangers are come into this sanctuary of the Lord. It's a bad thing, amen, Satan, when you come into the sanctuary of the Lord. So many churches are being set in disarray. They're being messed up because you have creeped in and caused leaders to fall, amen. You have caused people to fall because of your false doctrines and because of your false lies and things that you have placed in the minds of people. You have not, amen, did the things that God, amen, has told you to do, people, because you've been listening to Satan. But God told me to tell you the seeds of discord, amen, has been destroyed. Everything that Satan has sown into your life, God is getting ready to turn back around, amen, and remove it, amen, and bring in the victory. Get up, amen. Don't stay there. God said, get up, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wherefore, behold, the day cometh, saith the Lord, that I will do judgment upon her graven images. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what God is saying. Amen. Concerning the enemy. Amen. Those graven images, Moloch and Baal and all of those that's been planted, amen, in your homes and in your churches, God is getting ready to uproot them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is getting ready to go in Jerusalem, amen, and begin to fight a battle for Jerusalem even now as I speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And though all her land, the wounded shall groan, amen, amen, through all her land the wounded shall groan, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and amen, thank you, Jesus, and though she should fortify the heights of her strength, amen, I don't care how Satan looks to be strong to you. I don't care how he try to fortify his strength. Amen. He will fall. Yet for me shall a spoil come unto her, saith the Lord. God say, I'm getting ready to spoil your enemies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, a great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Lord has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice. Amen. All those that's been talking about you, that's been saying all kind of words against the will of God in your life, that don't believe in your vision and your dreams. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to move those enemies out the way. And it said, when her waves do roar like great waters, I don't care how much Satan sent waves and all kind of thunder and lightning after you. I don't care what he's trying to do to make you afraid. God say, amen, don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. Keep your focus on him. And the noise of their voice is uttered. They might be speaking all kind of words of negativity concerning the will of God in your life. But God said, because the spoiler is come upon her, even upon Babylon, God said he's the spoiler. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken. He's destroying the bows. Amen. Amen. Even the arrows that's been sent out against you, God said. For the Lord God of recompense shall surely requite. Amen. When God said recompense, that means he's got to pay, amen, the enemy back, amen, with destruction. The enemy that has tried to come on upon your life, amen, he's got to pay the enemy back, amen. And requite, that means he's paid back, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's got to pay you back, amen, what the enemy has done to you. That's what requite means. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah had been given a commission by God, amen, to go in, amen, and tell Israel, amen, to get up, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Although you've been wounded, although you've been battle scarred, although you've gone through much, God said, get up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he's getting ready to come in. Hallelujah, and defeat your enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you have enemies, hallelujah, that's been plaguing you for years, and you've not understood how to stand up, hallelujah, how to get out of the way, because when God tells you to get out the way, that means he's getting ready to move in. Some of you want to stay around and see, amen, the results, but God, amen, don't want you to see the results, amen, at that appointed time, because you'll be like Lot's wife, amen, turn into a pillar of salt, trying to remember the past. Don't look at what, amen, the enemy, amen, is going and how God is going to destroy the enemy, and don't worry about the results till God said, turn around and look. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, so that you won't turn into a pillar of salt. Amen, so God had promised and told Jeremiah to pronounce the word on Babylon. Once you pronounce the word, amen, on your enemy cannot do anything but get out of the way, because God will move upon the word that you speak out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then God told him to read it publicly, amen, to Israel. Amen. Tell them what the Lord says, what God is able to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about, amen, your enemy, but let the word of the Lord begin to penetrate through your mind and soul. Rehearse it daily. God said he's going to get rid of my enemies. That was a woman, hallelujah, a long time ago, amen, and she stayed on one side of the mountain, amen, and she had to get to church every Sunday, and she would stand up, amen, in her front door, and she said, God is going to move my mountain, and her little grandbaby would say, grandmother, how can that be? This mountain is there. How can it be removed? And she said, hallelujah, God is going to remove my mountain. And she would continue to repeat that day and day and day and day, night and day, and over and over and over again. She rehearsed, but she had the faith to believe. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So one day, the little boy got up early one morning. He woke his grandmother up. He said, grandmother, grandmother, what's that out there, amen, up on the mountain? And grandmother said, that's all kind of tractors and all kind of machinery to tear down mountains, and they began to destroy the mountain, amen, and then it became clear, amen, and it was brought back to remembrance, amen, to the little boy what the grandmother had said, God is going to move my mountain, hallelujah, and God moved that mountain, and as Jeremiah spoke to Israel, amen, concerning Babylon, Israel had been oppressed many, many, many years by the Medes, the Moabites, the Assyrians, the Canaanites, and Babylon itself. King Nebuchadnezzar, amen, was one of the ones, hallelujah, that literally caused, amen, Jerusalem to go into bondage. But when you're in a bondage state, God will step in and turn around everything for your good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When Joseph was sold into slavery and then Potiphar, amen, wife falsely accused him, they put him in prison. Amen. But one day, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, as he interpreted the vision and dream, amen, to the butler and the baker, hallelujah, and he asked them to remember him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One day, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, as God remembered Joseph, God is going to remember you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You won't have no Medes before you no more. You won't have Babylon before you no more. The Assyrians got to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God has spoken a word in your life. Hallelujah. And then after God had told Jeremiah to read the word and to make it publicly known what God is getting ready to do, hallelujah, concerning his people, hallelujah, praise the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, he called, amen, that solemn assembly, hallelujah, then he did, amen, hallelujah, a ceremony and took the book, amen, that he had written, amen, in prophecy concerning in Babylon, and he threw it into the Euphrates River. Hallelujah. Babylon, amen, sank, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it would not rise again. When God speak a word over your life, thank you, Jesus. It seems like the devil is oppressing you on every side, but your Babylon will sink and it will not rise again. Hallelujah. One of the greatest things that God do has spoken, amen. What is legal to operate in the earth realm? Blood is legal, hallelujah, because it makes an atonement for your soul. The water, praise God, is legal, for it purifies and cleans you and washes you from sin. All is legal because the anointing, amen, destroys the yoke. Fire is legal because it burns and purges out all, amen, the dross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word is legal because the Bible says he sent the word to heal the sick, amen, to save and deliver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when you're going through your Babylon or your Mede and Persian, amen, and come upon your life, God said, hallelujah, don't you worry about nothing because the spoil is coming in to destroy, amen, hallelujah. Those that's been spoiling you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All you have to do is bring the word back into remembrance and remember that God is a sovereign God. Last night I had a dream. I give God the glory. And this woman was taking me down a road. And this road seemed like it would never end. Oh, my God, my God, my God. But as the road ended, we came to a farmland. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I've seen some workers in the farmland. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. And as the workers, amen, hallelujah, were working, we passed them on by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to tell you, saints, sometimes you got to pass by something to get hold of something else from the Lord. Sometimes you got to let go something so that you can receive from the Lord. Get up, amen, and go. Hallelujah. Don't stay in that position that you've been in because God is bringing in a mighty deliverance. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. And one of the things that happened, hallelujah, as I got to the farmhouse, there was a woman standing on the porch. And as I seen her, I said, I remember you. And I remember I gave you a word of prophecy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And she turned around and, yeah, she began to say, God has truly blessed me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. And she said that God had given her favor, like I told her in the dream. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I prophesied to her, and I looked and turned around, there was a man standing there. And this man had blessed this woman. And then as I walked on, she was showing me her blessing. And I began to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I got so high in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I fainted in. Hallelujah. And I fell out and I was slain in the spirit. My knees buckle up under me. And I got so weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I was slain in the spirit for a moment. Hallelujah. When I prophesied a word, hallelujah, as I told the woman, everything that God said out of my mouth will come to pass. Oh, so many of y'all, I have prophesied to you and told you the truth. Now it's up to you to believe, because God is getting ready to feed your Babylon. He's getting ready to move upon your situations, be it concerning your cause, hallelujah, or home, or your marriage, or your job, or your finances, or your children. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Even if you need a deliverance from lust, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. If you've been committing adultery and walking around thinking high-minded, oh my God, will stop that mess. He's coming into your Babylon. Get on up, so the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. If you have hatred in your heart or unforgiveness, God is moving upon it. If you have fear, don't fear nobody but Jesus, amen, Lord God Almighty, who can kill both body and soul. Get on up, God say. If you have mental depression, if you're worried about something, if you're tired and you feel like you want to give up, don't give up, but get on up. If witchcraft and witches and warlocks, amen, have been plaguing you, I'm telling you on Blog Talk, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God getting ready to destroy you, Babylon witch. God getting ready to destroy you, Babylon warlock. In Jesus' name, you've been around too long. You've been oppressing God's people too long. I'm on shag. Even if it's sorcery or drugs, hallelujah, God getting ready to heal the drug addiction. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. All he wants you to do, when God pronounced the word, don't doubt him. Throw that amen. I'm on shag. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Throw that you come no more shag. A word of your shun not Messiah, and to the devil and tell him, it's written, my God can do everything but fail. I'm getting up out of this situation, and I'm turning my life around so that I can receive my blessing. The only reason why the Father come in is to deliver and to bless. Get up. It's working. When I prophesy to you, I speak the truth, and it don't return back void. God said for you to get up. He's getting ready to come in and defeat your enemy. Have a great day. God bless.